The next patient is James Dimock. The last name is D-I-M-O-C-K. First name is James. Clinical case of an 80-year-old white male that has been referred to this office. By Mr. David Blalock, B like in boy, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, L like in Lima, O, C, K, Blalock, APRN, for evaluation of CKD stage 3B, period. This patient, who used to be a crane operator, has been suffering from arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has trigger left ventricular hypertrophy in the echocardiogram. The hypertension has been under control. He has also a history of hyperlipidemia and coronary artery disease. As a matter of fact, Dr. Jones did a cardiac catheterization in February of 2016, and at that time, the patient was found with 40% mid and distal left main disease, 30 to 40% stenosis of the ostium of the proximal segment of the LAD. And severe multi-site disease of the right dominant coronary artery. Two stents were placed at that time. The patient was initially in Plavix and aspirin. Now is just Plavix, period. He has a history of gout, and this gout has been treated with the administration of allopurinol and indomethacin. Whether or not the indomethacin has been given for a lengthy period of time is not clear. The patient says that at least one or two times a week he takes indomethacin. Period. The patient was ordered a basic metabolic profile on the 12th of the January of 2022, in which the serum creatinine was elevated at 1.4 and the BUN 25 with an estimated GFR of 47 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes were with the normal limits. In the patient went to the hospital in November of 2019. And at that time, a urinalysis failed to show any proteinuria. The same had RBCs, but the patient had prostatic problems, period. The patient has been evaluated from the point of view of the prostate by Dr. Arciola. Period. My impression is that this patient has a CKD stage 3A associated to the diffuse arteriosclerotic process associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and comorbidity is the gout. Period. We are going to complete the evaluation from the nephrology point of view in order to establish the anatomy of the kidneys, rule out the possibility of calcifications and or stones, period. Number two, a patient has arterial hypertension that has been under control. Today's blood pressure reading was 142 over 72. We are going to continue with the same medications. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Number four, the patient has a history of gout that certainly has implications in the deterioration of the kidney function. We are going to check the uric acid and we are going to ask the patient to continue with the administration of allopurinol 100 milligrams on a daily basis that has been prescribed for a lengthy period of time, and hold the administration of indometacin because of the possibility of interstitial nephritis. Period. And the next number is coronary artery disease, status post two stents on aspirin. The patient is followed by Dr. Cook, COOK. The recommendations for the patient were to follow a very low sodium diet and to stay away from protein as much as possible, with the dual purpose of controlling the gout and controlling the cardiovascular disease. Period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks. Paragraph. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the past history as well as the hospital history. In the face-to-face, 28 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.